The concept of jihad in Islam is often misunderstood and misrepresented, particularly in the context of its interpretation as a violent struggle. While jihad can encompass physical struggle, it primarily refers to a spiritual and moral effort to live a righteous life. This article aims to provide a comprehensive understanding of jihad, highlighting its true essence, the reasons behind different interpretations, and the wisdom embedded in its practice. The meaning of jihad: spiritual and moral struggle, personal development. At its core, jihad means striving or struggling in the way of Allah. The most significant form of jihad is the personal effort to live according to Islamic principles, which includes developing tawhid, the oneness of Allah, and taqwa. Example of daily struggle: this encompasses battling ignorance, laziness, and evil inclinations, striving to improve oneself, and adhering to the tenets of Islam such as praying, fasting, and being truthful. Defensive struggle: protection of faith and community. In certain contexts, jihad can involve defending one's land, faith, and community from aggression. This type of jihad is only justified under specific conditions and must adhere to strict ethical guidelines set forth by Islamic teachings. Example of historical defense: during the early days of Islam, Muslims engaged in defensive battles to protect their community from persecution and attack, such as the Battle of Badr. Lack of knowledge and context, ignorance of true teachings, misunderstandings about jihad often arise from a lack of comprehensive knowledge about Islamic teachings and the contexts in which certain verses of the Quran were revealed. Example of misinterpretation: verses of the Quran that mention fighting are sometimes taken out of context, ignoring the historical and situational factors that prompted these revelations. The wisdom and benefits of jihad: spiritual growth, building character. The spiritual aspect of jihad encourages Muslims to develop patience, perseverance, and resilience. It promotes self-discipline and a strong moral character. Example of personal jihad: struggling to wake up for the early morning prayer, Fajr, despite fatigue, demonstrates commitment and strengthens one's faith. Social justice: promoting good and forbidding evil. Jihad also involves striving for social justice, helping the oppressed, and standing against injustice. It requires Muslims to be active participants in their communities, advocating for fairness and compassion. Example of social jihad: working to alleviate poverty, providing education, and supporting humanitarian causes are forms of jihad that contribute to the betterment of society. Defense of community, protection and security: when jihad involves physical struggle, it is primarily for defense and protection. Islamic teachings strictly prohibit aggression and emphasize that any form of physical jihad must be conducted with justice and mercy. Example of ethical warfare: even in warfare, Islam sets rules to protect non-combatants, including women, children, and the elderly, and prohibits the destruction of crops and infrastructure. Conclusion: jihad in Islam encompasses both a spiritual and physical struggle, with a primary emphasis on personal and moral development. Misinterpretations of jihad often stem from ignorance, political exploitation, and a lack of understanding of the true teachings of Islam. The wisdom behind jihad lies in its potential to promote spiritual growth, social justice, and the protection of the community. By understanding and adhering to the authentic teachings of Islam, Muslims can uphold the true spirit of jihad, contributing to a more just, peaceful, and compassionate world.